everyone. This is Harley. And, sorry, headphones. I am going to answer the breast worship script question thingies. I'm currently in my husband's chair because my computer is a dick and is super loud, and his isn't as much, of a dick. So, I'm going to answer these questions, yeah, in as much detail as I feel like giving you. So the first question is, describe the skin complexion of your breasts. My breasts are pretty, I wouldn't call them pale, but they haven't seen sun because I'm very, I guess I'm conservative in the way that I dress. I'm not, like, Amish conservative. I usually wear short sleeves. I don't really wear V-necks. I don't wear feminine clothes very often. I wear just regular clothes, like a regular t-shirt and jeans. So they don't see the sun very much. So they're pretty light-skinned. I'm white, so they're pretty white. But they're not, like, that grossly pale color. Do your breasts have any notable details, such as freckles, beauty spots, stretch marks, for instance? Actually, I have a birthmark on my left breast, on the outer part. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. If you took, like, a highlighter, and you kind of, like, a really wide highlighter, and if you just kind of made, like, a whoosh, that's, how big is it? I would say that's a good, like, 3/4 inch. It's, like, almost a flat, thick U. And it's a little bit darker than my skin. I honestly didn't even know it was there until maybe 2 years ago. Which is really sad if you think about it. Yeah, but that's the only really noticeable part. I think on the, like, outer edges of both sides of my breasts, there's a little bit of a stretch mark, and I think that's because my breasts usually actually, blah, my breasts used to be bigger, and then I lost weight, and I think just the bigness to smallness kind of made that happen. They're not really noticeable. They're not, like, the darker ones. They're pretty light-colored, and they're mostly just, they're just a little bit lighter. Number 3, how about your nipples? Their size, color, and texture. So I actually measured, because science, and from the inside out, they're about 1 inch. So, across, from side to side, it's about 2 inches. I have, I don't know how I would describe their color. Like, maybe, like a pink tan. So, if you wear a shirt and the inside of the skin that isn't pale, or the skin that is pale, and then there's the skin that not is pale, so, like, that much of a difference, and then just, like, a pink version, and not, like, a brown version, so, like, a dark pink color. Texture? I don't know. When they're soft, it's about the same texture as the rest of the breast. When they're hard, the outside part, the areola part, I think that's what that is called, the part with all the little bumpy things, that, like, scrunches up, and I actually, I had a weird experience, before I went on my trip, where I guess I was in the shower or something, but, like, half of my nipple got hard, and the other half wasn't, so half of it was, like, all wrinkly and scrunched up, and the other half wasn't. And it was bizarre. I had never seen that before, and I called my husband in, and he was like, that's weird. So, yeah. But they do have that, like, bumpy thingies. Those are there, whether they're hard or they're soft. So, yeah. How would you describe your cleavage? Are your breasts close to each other, and what kind of shape do they have? How do they rest against your chest when you're standing? So I have really squishy breasts. I don't have the nice, perky ones that stay in place and point up all the time. Mine are, I wouldn't say, like, thick pudding, but they're very moldable. I guess thick pudding would be a good way to describe the consistency of my breasts. So they're not so much as pointed up, but, like, out and forward. They don't naturally make cleavage because gravity is a thing. But when they are pushed together, my left boob is bigger than my right boob. Or maybe it's the other way around. I think my left boob is bigger than my right boob. So when I push the boobs together, if it's not just, like, straight up and down, there's usually, like, a crevice going on the left boob. So if you're looking at me, it would be my right boob. That's usually what happens. Yeah. And I think I described that. How sensitive would you say your breasts are? I don't know. I've never really gotten much pleasure out of people touching my breasts. Like, they're kind of just extremities that are kind of there for me. Like, I know that I can use them to my advantage, but I don't naturally I play with them, but it's not because it's a sex thing, it's because they're there and they're fun to play with because I can make them do weird things and make weird sounds and, like, play with my nipples and do weird things with them, because I have a pretty high pain tolerance, so I can do, I don't know, I just kind of mess with them when I feel bored and I'm, like, laying down. Like, right now I'm playing with them. But that's because it's fun and not because I'm turned on. Although I'm kind of turned on. Yeah. What does your favorite bra look like and how does it feel against on your breasts? My favorite bra is actually a Walmart bra. I think it was, like, $20. I don't like spending a lot of money on clothes because I'm poor and I usually just don't give a shit. And I don't wear bras a whole lot. Like, when I go out into public, I do, but when I'm at home, I'm usually, like, in a big shirt and underwear, so there's not really any point to having a whole bunch of bras. But the one that I really like is a extra coverage bra, because I found that regular ones I have a tendency to pop out of, because since they don't really have a solid shape, they move around a lot, especially when I, like, run and stuff. So if I don't have one that, like, covers the top, then I get that, like, really gross, well, I don't find it attractive, that, like, boob muffin top over the top side of the bra. And it looks cheap to me, and I don't feel like looking like a whore, and people who enjoy that, you know what, that's fine, that's your prerogative, I don't really care, but that's not me. But it's black, and it has, like, this white lace that's about an inch thick from the middle that has, like, a little white, like, ribbon bow, and it goes up to the sides, and that is by far my favorite bra, and I love it, and it is, it's comfy and nice. Can you reach to lick, or even kiss your own breasts? Yes, I can. I can lick my nipples pretty easily. It doesn't look attractive, but I can do it. So I'll, well, I would say I do that when I'm messing with them, but that's not true. I usually, like, lick my finger, and then I, like, rub my nipple, and then blow on it, and then make it hard, and experiment with that. Do you have any fetishes or fantasies concerning your breasts? I actually don't think I do. I'm not very breast-oriented. Like, I enjoy playing with them, and I enjoy having them, but they don't do a whole lot for me, so they're not really, like, a focal point of me getting turned on and whatnot. What do you like to have done to them? What you have done to them, what you could have done to them, but didn't. So, I can tell you one thing for sure, that there is no way in hell that I am ever going to put nipple clamps on my nipples, because just, no. I like pain, I don't like that kind of pain. I've talked to a friend of mine who, she had put on nipple clamps before, and she said that the worst pain that she ever felt, and also the best feeling she had ever felt, all wrapped into one, is when you take them off, because it's... I don't know. I just... No, thank you. let's see. Some of the things that I do. So, because I have a high pain tolerance, and because I don't... I guess I don't really find them that sensitive, is I will, like, grab my nipples, especially when they're, like, soft, and I'll just kind of hold them and then, like, shake them, because I can, like, bring them together. Well, there's that. And then if I put my hands on both sides, I can, like... I don't know if you can hear that, but that's them. Which is a fun sound when you're really bored, and specifically when you're drunk. Oh my gosh, I've played with that so much. Yeah, well, now my nipples are hard. Well, actually, I guess there's a difference. So there's an areola and there's a nipple. Well, the nipple part, like, just the middle part can get hard, but the outside doesn't get, like, wrinkly, or whatever you want to call it. So, I guess there's, like, different levels of hardness. Yeah. And then I'll, like, mess around where I'll blow in them, and I'll make one side hard and one side soft, and I'll, like, tease them and, like, tickle them. I've done ice before. What else have I put on them? I've worked with ice on my breasts. I've actually held my breasts together and put ice in the cleavage and then, like, waited to see how long it would take to melt, which is kind of painful if you hold ice on an area for a long time. I've done boob shots. I've taken boob shots off of women before, and they've done the same to me, and that was hella fun. Actually, that was with peach schnapps. Ooh, that was delicious. Butterscotch. Oh, butterscotch schnapps. That's illegal to be that delicious. What else? I think that's it. What else do I do with my boobs? I don't know. I guess I move to the side to see how they'll roll, and how they move, because they're not, like, evenly weighted, and since they're different sizes, they do different things. So, yeah. That's my boobs for ya. I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you found that entertaining. Thank you for listening.